Tracy Jones, 3305 7 Chase Drive, Valdosta, Georgia, 31605. My phone number is 241-7216.
Tracy, do you give me permission to record this interview
for the Love Life Project?
Yes. Where were you born, Tracy?
I was born here in Valdosta, Georgia. And
you don't want to ask you, when did you birth that?
December 23rd, 1970.
What size family?
It's my mom and dad, and me and my sister. So just two children. Give me their names. My dad's name is Steve Moore. My mother's name is Deborah Moore. My sister's name is Marie Dukes.
Do you know the ethnic heritage of your parents?
Yes, my mother's side of the family comes from Germany and France. And my mother had ancestors that actually came over on Mayflower. And my father's side of the family are Cherokee.
So do you have any idea what generation you are?
I do know that on my father's side, it was his great grandmother that was full blood Cherokee.
Do you know of any of the circumstances of why your family immigrated to America?
No, I'm not sure about that.
And what instrument did you play?
My piano.
And you sing this way, right?
Yes.
How did you come about playing the piano?
My dad is a pastor in a Baptist church, and so I naturally had an interest in the music that we played and sang there at the church. And so when I was about 2 years old, my dad would play the guitar, and he taught me and my sister to sing. And so, I guess at the age of probably two was when I started having an interest in music. And at the age of five is when I started wanting to learn to play the piano.
Do you have any formal training or education in the music field?
Not other than just piano lessons.
Well, how did you learn how to play piano so well?
My mother was taking piano lessons, and she showed me a few chords that she knew. And so from there, I would take the chords, and I would hear the melody of the song, and then I would try to pick it out on the piano myself without using music. That's mostly how I did it.
In what church are you affiliated with at this time?
Deacon Baptist Church in Columbus.
Do you have any special music? Oh, excuse me. Special interest or skills or
hobbies? Mostly music is what I love. I like to write poetry and I do write songs, and that's mostly what I love is music.
How did you come about learning to write songs?
When I was in high school, I was made to write a song for a project and for a competition that our school was going to. And I did not want to do it, but I was made to. But it ended up being a good learning experience for me because I learned that I could do that, and then I actually learned to score the music myself. So I had to write the word and the music to the song and put it in sheet music. So that's how I learned.
Sounds kind of complicated.
Yeah, I had to take a songbook and actually figure. I knew from taking piano lessons, I knew the notes and the scale, and I knew about time and different things like that. But I had to take a songbook and actually look at it as I made my music so that I could make sure I was doing everything that I was
supposed to. And how did you do it?
I won.
Oh, wonderful! How old were you at that?
I believe I was 14 or 15.
Have you had other important events in your life? Or anything that just kind of stands out as being something that's just really wonderful in your life?
Anything. I love to do any kind of, like that competition that I went to. I've done some piano competitions, and I've done a bunch of singing competitions, and I enjoy it. And we've made two recordings, me, my sister, and my husband, and I really enjoy it. do this. That was a big goal in my life, is to make the choir.
But how did you come about the music that y'all put on?
Some of it were songs that I wrote, and some were songs that we had heard from other groups.
How do you know, it's the right song? Do you just have a feeling for it, or will y'all listen to it and it's something that y'all all agree on, or how does that work?
When we hear a song, we know if it's one that we can sing, and if it's, you know when you hear one, if it's going to be a good song to do or not, and then going by people's response, and them asking us to sing those particular songs over and over, that's how we chose them.
Where else have you performed other than at this church?
Well, I was a pianist at another church when I was younger, in Lakeland, Georgia. I've done numerous weddings, funerals, and a lot of dramatic plays and things like that. I've enjoyed picking up, actually pick all the music for those things, put all the music together. Just basically anything that a pianist has to do.
Have you traveled in America and played in places of the local region?
Yes, we've been asked to sing in Florida, Tennessee, South Carolina, most of the neighboring states. We've been asked to come and sing.
Have you ever been exposed to different kinds of music other than the kind that you perform
to? Of course, you hear all kinds of music all the time, but I do love classical music. I've been to a classical music concert and I enjoy that. I do love classical and opera.
So I love a podcast. And you've already told me how old you are. How do you feel when you're performing in front of people? Are you nervous or excited? Does your heart beat really fast, or is it just kind of natural?
It depends on what I'm doing. If it's a normal church service, I'm not nervous at all. I don't think about it. But I usually get nervous for a wedding. And when we do, like I said, one of our plays or performances or things like that, sometimes I get nervous. It just depends on how involved the thing is.
You prefer singing over playing, or playing over singing, or is it just a kind of a combination? You just love it?
I love both. I like to play and sing. I prefer if I'm going to sing for somebody else to play.
Oh, really?
I don't mind. I play for myself most of the time, but it's easier to concentrate on one or the other.
When you play and you sing like you do in church, do you have to consciously think or actually read the music as you go? Is that would be a comprehension problem for me trying to remember the words and the music. Is that a problem?
No, I usually, the songs that we sing in church, I've known for so long that I don't even have to think. I know the key to the rhythm. Most of the time I don't even know the song, because when he calls out the number, I know which song. But if I'm playing for somebody else to sing, mm-hmm. It's something that I've had to practice with him a bunch of times, I do try to concentrate more, and it does take more effort to do that.
Well, I know I've noticed recently you've been singing and playing for different singers in the church. Is that more, does that take some getting used to? I know you and Maureen and Stephen sing a lot, so y'all are used to each other's vocal styles. But when you sing with somebody else, does that take some work?
It takes a lot of practice. The last song that we learned with my sister and another girl, we practiced it for hours. And usually if I sing with Stephen and Marie, we can go through something one time and sing. So it does take more than an hour.
Do you have to consciously think about how you're going to sing it when you sing it with somebody other than Stephen and Marie? Or do you ever have to alter your singing style to adapt to theirs?
Yeah, I do. When I sing with Stephen and Marie, I know exactly what range we sing in, and we normally sing the same parts all the time. But then when you sing with different people who have a different vocal range, a lot of times you have to adjust, and a lot of times we'll try with one singing one part, the other two singing a different part, and we'll have to switch those parts around until we get the same part.
Well, do you have other instruments that you're interested in besides the piano?
I can play the guitar a little bit. I can play the accordion. I'm interested in the banjo, but I haven't had the time to spend it.
Now, where did you learn to play the guitar and the accordion? Because the accordion is kind of an unusual instrument. Is it really complicated?
No, it's not a whole lot different from the piano. It has the same scale. And we had a missionary friend that came through to the church, and he had an accordion. And so I played on it for a couple of days while he was here. And the guitar, my dad is the one that showed me.
Well, I know Steve plays the guitar. Have you ever played with him?
Yeah, I can play his bass guitar too sometimes, but he usually prefers to play if he's anywhere around.
Right. I know you have two children. Have either of them expressed an interest in music?
They can both sing really well. Spencer is learning to sing more. He's seen different parts already. He can sit down at the piano and pick out a song. He can sit there long enough to do it. And Lauren can too, but not. He's really, I believe they're both going to be music.
And how old are they?
Spencer is 10, Lauren is 6.
Do you consider your music a job or a hobby?
I consider the ability to play music a blessing. I feel like that, you know, that what I have came from the Lord. But as far as, sometimes it's a hobby. You know, if I'm at home playing with you or doing it just for fun, it's a hobby. But as far as being interested in other types of music, I would consider that a hobby too. But as far as the gospel music aspect of me being the pianist at the church, I consider it something that I was called to do.
Have you ever had any particular moments in your musical career that stand out as being a best or a worst?
One of the worst moments I've ever had is when I messed up somebody's wedding, when I started playing a song at the wrong time. But we were able to cover it up. It was during the middle of their vows, and I just kept playing softly while they finished until it got to the part where I was supposed to sing. That would definitely stand out as the worst. That's the only wedding I've ever messed up, and it made me sick and cried for that. It didn't bother me.
Oh, well, that's good. How about your best? Is any particular performance or
things? I don't know. I haven't really had very many as far as actual performances, but I guess when we do, and we do things here at the church that involve the drama and all those kind of things. That, to me, is an accomplishment, to be able to take all of that, put it together, and then it all go off smoothly.
When you are planning to sing, just like at another church or a camping, how much practice could you do?
It depends on if we're going to have to sing one song or two. We know most of our songs so well that we don't have to. Like we have been several times when we've been asked to sing, you know, 8 or 9 songs in a row, and then we'll usually sit down and decide what we're going to sing. We'll practice through it and everything.
What type of audience do y'all play for? I mean, is it a diversified audience? Do you know anything about the makeup of the people in the church?
Most of the people in the church, I would think, have their interest mostly in Southern gospel music, because that's the style that we sing here at the church. I imagine that a lot of them have interest in other types of music too, as well, away from the church. But even within the church, there are those who prefer softer, more sacred music, and then there are those that enjoy the more upbeat types of music. And we have some of those. Church.
Is there a particular era of music that you can relate to. In my research, I had to do like Moody, Sankey era, and that kind of thing. Is there one particular style that you're more drawn to as opposed to?
Those, the old hymns that were written back in that time still carry over in the sense. There are a lot of those, the songs that are in the books that we use now. And so I enjoy all types of gospel music. I enjoy the old hymns that were written back in that time. And I enjoy the new music that comes out. So we use some of both.
When you hear a song, just say one of the older songs that you play or whatever, do you change it sometimes, add your own style to it, or is it just customary just to do it just like you've always heard it, or, you know, directly by?
It depends on if it's for a normal church service. If the people are going to be singing while I play, I usually play it the way that everybody has always heard it, the standard way that it was written. But sometimes maybe for the offering, or for before or after church, I'll use my own style and maybe change the rhythm.
Earlier you stated that you learned to play by ear generally. Do you still play some music by ear, or is now that you know how to read and write music, do you prefer to do it with the music?
I prefer not to use the music. But there are times if somebody brings me a song that I've never heard, that I do have to use the music to pick the melody of the song.
Is it easier to play by ear?
It is, because you're not dependent, you know, you're not watching the notes, and you have more versatility.
When you play, do you have to sit there and consciously think of where you're putting your fingers and that kind of thing, or is it
not usually? It's just like typing, you know where your fingers are, and so you don't have to really think much you're used to.
Have you ever considered singing, say, in church with Stephen and Lauren and Spencer?
We have sung a couple of them. The kids love to sing, but most of them don't have time to practice like we do. And I imagine that when the kids get off, that's something.
Have you ever been asked to write special music for something?
Yes, as a matter of fact, I have. My sister-in-law got married back in December, and I wrote them a song simply for them for their wedding. And it was a surprise. They knew about it, but it was a surprise to everybody else.
Did you perform the song at the wedding?
Yes. And I have been asked to write. I've written songs about things that have happened in my life and in other people's lives. So most of what I write does come from a personal experience of when we have somebody that I know. And I have written songs for Christmas time.
Have you ever gone without have these songs copyrighted or anything to, you know?
Most of my songs are copyrighted. I have a couple that I've written recently that haven't.
And now by being copyrighted, what does that specifically mean?
That means that the song was claimed by me. They can't legally, you can never, I guess, prove that a song belongs to you, but you can claim it as yours. And then if anything ever comes up later, the Copyright Office has record of that. And they do specify to you when you have the recent copyright that it's not a legal, it's not a sure thing, you know, that song belongs to you, because you can't really prove that.
Tracy, I know for a fact that you have taught him because you taught my dog. Yeah, she dearly loved it. But do you enjoy teaching piano, or do you feel pressure when you do that? Or what sense of accomplishment do you get?
I enjoy it. It is very time consuming, and I do enjoy doing it. I enjoy taking a child who doesn't know anything about music and starting at the very beginning. And then I enjoy the part where they get where they can read some music on their own and start to build a little bit of their imagination with it. But I feel a lot of pressure when they get up in the more complicated music. because I'm not as well versed in that. And so it is something that I enjoy, but it's, like I said, it's very time consuming. It takes a lot of time. And you have to be constantly, it's like a school teacher, I guess. You have to be constantly thinking about what you want to teach them next and be prepared for their next lesson. But that is very important.
Have you ever found music that you saw and you thought, oh, this would be wonderful, and then sat down and just felt overwhelmed? Oh, I can't play this. Or does that make you feel a more intense desire to learn to play?
Usually if it's something that I want to know how to play, but that it seems complicated, I usually sit there and take it piece by piece until I do figure it out. You break the music, right? Just know by the little bit of it.
What's the biggest size crowd?
I have played for over 2,000. I had a camp meeting that we went to, and we had to sing. And also the pianist, their regular pianist, wasn't in the service at a particular time, but they needed somebody to play, so I had to go up and play for a whole crowd to sing too. So probably, and I know there were at least 2,000 there.
Did you feel a little intimidated?
Yeah, I did by that, because I wasn't at my own, in my own church, at my own piano, so yeah, it was a little intimidating.
Do you feel that your music has grown your family?
I know that as a child growing up, our family would sing together and I would play. And I know that was some of my best memories of being at home, standing around the piano and learning to sing. And I know it did as a child growing up. As far as my family now, we don't have the time, you know, that we need to do that. And so it's not as big a part of their life as it is mine.
Do things ever just come to you, like maybe you're riding around in the car, you're going to sleep at night or taking a shower or whatever, and you just get an idea for a song or think about how a certain piece of music would sound?
That's how most of the songs that I've written, that's how they started. You just get a thought running in your mind, and then you just kind of go from there. A lot of my songs have come from, for instance, a message that I've heard, maybe thought from the Bible. And one of the songs that our choir sings is one of the most popular songs that they do. I wrote it because of the thought that was expressed in a sermon that I heard. And then sometimes it'll just be a thought that'll run through your mind. And usually, though, I have to sit down and write it down and cry for it. I've probably had hundreds of thoughts that have rolled through my mind, and at the time I couldn't stop and think about it and write it down.
Have you ever thought of doing any kind of music other than gospel music?
No, mostly my life has revolved around gospel music. And like I said, I've written a few songs that are not gospel. They're, you know, for instance, wedding song and love song. And I don't know, you know, it may be that one of those songs could be used at a different type of crisis country music. But as far as pursuing anything in that area, I've never really thought about it. I do pursue my gospel songs that I've written. I've had several groups to listen to my songs, and there's a possibility right now of one of the big gospel music groups recording one of my songs. I'm still waiting to hear from them. So I should sign my contract in a few weeks on that song, but it's not a for sure thing yet. But that would be one of my big dreams.
Now, what did you do? Do you mail out demos of the song? Or
I took all of my songs and put them on a tape, same on a tape, and I sent them to one group. I never heard back from them. And this other group that's listening to one of my other songs was through a friend of my husband's that sings for this group. And I gave him a tape of my songs. he was really interested. He called back in a few days. And if that happens, it'll be reported by probably one of the most well-known groups in Southern Gospel as an inspiration.
Oh, wow!
So I'm excited about that. That's always been one of my dreams, too. If that happens, I'll be looking for
it. And then would you be more encouraged to keep writing for other groups?
It might be. A lot of times that's how groups get their songwriters. They'll pick up on one song that they like that person's written. And then a lot of times they'll contact you and ask you to write more songs on a particular subject or whatever. So that might be something in the future. So I'm looking forward to that.
All right.
Yeah,
have you ever considered any other career but in music?
I don't know. When I was just out of high school, I considered for a time, and I even put in my application and was accepted at a particular college, and they had an ensemble that traveled and sang. And at that point, I changed my mind about where I wanted to go to school. But had I pursued that and gone with that group, it may be that I would have been offered a career in some type of singing. I ended up, like I said, not going to that particular college. My life took a different direction, so who knows? And at some point, you don't ever know what the future will be. We consider traveling and singing some. I don't know that we ever will. It would have to be something on the side. But that may be something in the future.
So do you have any particular aspirations for the future?
I don't know. It's pretty satisfying to just do what I'm doing now, just to be the means for our church. And I enjoy doing it. Like I said, I feel like it's my calling. So as long as I'm doing that, I'm happy with that.
Well, I know that our church has been blessed with a lot of kids. Do they ever come to you to ask you anything about something they may be going to play or something they're wanting to try to learn or anything like that? Has that ever happened?
Sometimes they do, especially the ones that are younger than myself. And there have been times that I've sat down with them and showed them. They may have had a question about something and I've showed them. But for the most part, they leave it all to me. And I have a hard time, as a matter of fact, when I'm not there, getting somebody else to play. None of them like to do it like I do. I guess it's just my natural thing to do. And so, but I do help them from time to time.
Have you ever written a particular song with a particular person in mind them singing that?
Yes, several, probably at least five or six of the songs I've written. I wrote with our choir, our church choir, and they do sing these songs. Most of the other songs that I've written, I write for our trio to sing. And I have written a song for my sister to sing because of something that she went through in her life and it inspired me to write the song for her. So that's a song that we do quite a bit. And usually, like I said, most of my songs do have experiences of mine or something.
What is it? Easier for you to write a song for the choir or an individual?
Probably for an individual, because when you write one for the choir, you have to think of all the different parts and of all the different harmonies that will be going on at one time. And you have to keep it a little more simple when you've got 40 or 50 people that are going to be singing as opposed to one or two or three that are going to sing. So you can usually make the song a little more interesting.
What is a favorite song that you've ever written?
I guess my favorite song would be the one that the inspirations are thinking about. The 40 is called I Am. And it talks about how the Lord can do anything, whether big or small. And that came as an inspiration from the story in the Bible of the children of Israel across the Red Sea. That's mostly what that song talks about. And then there are some things that I've been through in my life, and some things our family has been through. it also inspired parts of the song too. But a lot of that particular song comes from direct quotations from the Bible.
Now, what's your favorite song to sing?
I don't know. We have so many. We sing 100 of those songs, you know, with all the groups in the church. And I don't know. I don't think I can pick just one particular song. I love all of them.
Have you got one particular song that your trio sings that you want, or that you think y'all are better than?
Yes, and it's not a song that I wrote, so. But there's one of the most recent songs that we wrote. It's more of a dramatic, a slower song. And I guess it would probably have to be my favorite. It's called When He Spoke. And it talks about how when Jesus rose from the dead, Mary had come to find him in the garden. When Jesus spoke to her, she knew it was healed. So that's probably my favorite song right now.
Have there been any particular writing influence on the way that you write songs? I mean, is another writer's music influence on you?
I guess most of my songs are the Southern gospel style of music. And a lot of the influence too probably comes from the camp meeting style of music that we use a lot here in the church, and from different events that we've attended, different camp meetings, things like that. There's a certain sound to that type of music, and I think most of my songs have been in that category of music.
Now, what is the camp meeting style of music?
It's more of an upbeat style of music, and it's more of a, I guess you could call it, soul-stirring type of music, as opposed to more sacred singing that's softer, more majestic. It's more of a, I guess you can probably compare it most more to country gospel than to the sacred style of gospel music.
If there's anything that you could change, is there anything that you want to change about your ability or your style of music?
Maybe that I could be a little more versatile, and maybe that I could read more music than I do. And if I took the time to pursue that, you know, I'm sure that would help me, you know, as far as my abilities in music. But I do like classical music, and I would love to do more of it. But as far as changing the style of music, I don't think I would change that. And I do, you know, it just depends on if you're a church, you play one type of music. If you're at home, you may play a different type, and I do enjoy classical a lot. So I will probably add more classical music to my abilities.
Well, thank you so much, Tracy, for your interview. I appreciate it.
You're welcome.